just one halakha in the laws of Hanukkah. We know there is a great machloket between the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim in exactly how to light the menorah, or I should say better, who lights the menorah. According to the Sephardim, only the balabayit, the host of the house, or the leader of the house, the father of the house, lights one menorah, and he exempts the obligation of the entire family. However, the Ashkenazim, they each light a separate menorah, all the members of the house light a separate menorah for themselves. This is an interesting point that the Mefarshim bring down, that the Sephardim follow the opinion of Tosafot, because that's where Tosafot understands, and the Ashkenazim follow the opinion of Harambam, the way he understood the Gemara. The Sha'arei Teshuvah brings down from the Taz that this is a rarity, that we find the Sephardim following Tosafot and the Ashkenazim following Harambam, which we don't find in another place. So our question today is, according to the Sephardim, if you have a boy that is studying in yeshiva, and they are lighting for him at home, back in New York, let's say he's in Israel, does that boy have to light the menorah where he is, or does he rely on his parents that are lighting for him at home? So Chama Vadia has this question in Yahaveh Da'at. It is in exactly Helek Vav Siman Mem Gimal, where he discusses, and he comes out clearly that a boy that's studying out of town or away from home, he does not have to light in the yeshiva or in his dormitory. He can rely on the lighting that is being lit for him in his house. So therefore, that's an important halakha to know. The Ashkenazim, they would light each person, because even if they were home, they would light. So therefore, if they're away as well, they could light with the beracha. But Sephardim, who are dorming away in the yeshiva, can rely on their parents lighting at home, and do not light where they are.